Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Talking now with Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, of course, at Oklahoma State University, Emeritus, of course. Dr. Anderson, let's talk a little bit about these numbers this morning. Might start with the wheat production numbers, first of all, because that's near and dear to the heart of our wheat farmers. 155 million bushels. Is that about right, you think?
Yeah, there's more... More wheat than we anticipated. You look at U.S. wheat production. You know, it came in at 2,245,000,000. That's about 45-50 million above trade estimates. So I think what we see is Oklahoma wheat coming in about where we expected it. You look at U.S. wheat higher than expected, and you look at world wheat production lower than expected, significantly lower than last year. Last year's world production is 25.5 billion, coming in at 24.9, which means foreign production is down. So you get a mixed bag of production, whether you're looking at the local, the U.S., or the world.
At this point, Kim, you know, it does seem like that the numbers are lining up maybe rather negative for especially our corn with this huge crop they're expecting, and it doesn't seem like we've got maybe quite enough places to go with it.
Yes, they are going to be big crops, and you're right, especially as you get up into Kansas and other areas where they've got wheat coming in, and then either the corn or the beans, relatively big crops. There could be some bin space, but the corn is probably pretty close. It's a big crop. The U.S. numbers was higher than the trade expected, but the world numbers adjusted for that, they were also higher. But right now they're calling for the market today to be maybe down a penny or two for corn. Kind of neutral for wheat and higher for beans. I think what we've seen is we've got really good production in the United States, and part of that good production is being offset by lower production around the world. And I think that's good for us. Prices will be lower than last year, but we're going to have a lot of product to sell.
At this point, for that guy that's got his crop, decided not to go ahead and pre-price it. We've seen wheat prices kind of moving lower in recent weeks. What does he do here at harvest season? Does he what's a good strategy?
Well, I think this is a good. This is a year that you'll want to do the third and a third and a third. You know, in past years when the price, like last year, we was talking about moving more product at harvest because we had a relatively high price, at least half of it or so. The year before, when we had a low price, we were saying sell half or more of it. I mean, hold, store more than half of it, just sell a third or so at harvest. I think this is the year that, especially if we, like we were down hard yesterday, if we have a couple hard down days and the wheat price gets down below 550, and especially if it gets close to that $5 range, wheat prices are going to come back up. The world crop, the former Soviet Union, the European crop, maybe even the Australian crop, they're having some problems planting that. There's some signs that if we pound this price down too low now, it will recover as we come into the fall. Of course, you don't know on wheat until you got it in the bin. That's the same in the foreign countries as it is in the United States. And those crops could come in bigger than we expected and let's not get that price recovery. But right now, I'd say the odds are that we're going to get some price recovery as we get into the November-December time period. So I'd sell a third now. Look at that third September-October and that final third November-December.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.